Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Square Enix takes a massive financial hit. For May 1st, 2024, this is Let's Play Daily Gaming News. Hey, what's going on? My name's Nate Bender, and welcome to Let's Play, a daily gaming news podcast where we run down everything you need to know from the gaming world in just about 5 minutes. Coming up, Escape from Tarkov pisses off pretty much everyone, and net neutrality is back. Square Enix issued a notification of recognition of extraordinary losses to shareholders this week, explaining that back in March, Square Enix made the executive decision to cancel several unannounced projects. The cost Square Enix is paying to abandon these projects amounts to roughly $140 million or 22.1 billion yen. Square Enix attributed the abandonment of these projects as a part of Square Enix President Takashi Kiryu's new streamline restructuring program. Executives are being more selective on where development resources end up. This restructuring program also entails Square Enix reducing their dependence on outsourced development, all in an attempt to produce more large-scale games in-house. Overall, it's surprising that with a restructuring program happening at Square Enix, we aren't also hearing about layoffs, though that could be attributed to Japanese labor laws that force Japanese companies to cut costs in other ways before resorting to labor cuts. Interesting how government regulations can prevent workers from losing their jobs in order to satisfy investors. The studio behind the extraction shooter Escape from Tarkov, Battlestate Games, has been in hot water with its community this last week. To start at the beginning of this controversy, Battlestate Games back in 2017 released Escape from Tarkov with four different editions. The most expensive edition, and the one poignant to the story, was called The Edge of Darkness, which included a lot of pay-to-win in-game items, as well as a season pass for a total of $100. The Edge of Darkness season pass also included future access to all new DLC for Escape from Tarkov. Now, while we fast forward to last week, it should probably be noted that the wording Battlestate Games uses is important here, because they announced a new bundle for Escape from Tarkov last week called the Unheard Edition. For an eye-popping $250, this new edition includes several pay-to-win upgrades and a new exclusive mode. Now, the heart of this controversy stems from this new mode, which is a co-op player versus environment mode, and Battlestate Games was meticulous meticulous about marketing this $250 bundle without calling anything DLC. Even Tarkov's lead community manager took to Battlestate's Discord to clarify as such, stating that the new mode is not downloadable content. It's a, quote, unique feature of the new edition added. The community lead continued to argue the semantics between what constitutes downloadable content before the entire Discord was taken into read-only mode. This clarification obviously pissed off the Escape from Tarkov community and led to a week of social media backlash. Battlestate Games has responded to this backlash twice. Once at the end of last week, where Battlestate announced that they would be compensating Edge of Darkness owners with essentially a slap in the face, offering additional features such as high priority matchmaking, and 6 months of access to the new PvE mode. This response from Battlestate further pissed off the community, which brings us to yesterday, where Battlestate CEO Nikita Bayanov belittled the Tarkov community on Reddit about what constitutes DLC. Bayanov explained that the studio feels that DLC is a new major addition, not addition, to the game after the official release. Bayanov also went off on the intricacies of how the new PvE mode works and how it can't support a lot of players, attempting to justify, in the worst possible way, paywalling a new feature behind $250. Despite the condescension, Bayanov finished by announcing that Edge of Darkness owners will get the new PvE feature without the time gating. Edge of Darkness owners will also graciously get a 50% discount if they want to upgrade to the new Unheard edition. Unsurprisingly, this second response went over like a turd in the punch bowl. Nothing puts more fuel on a PR fire than a tone-deaf justification to nickel and dime, or maybe I guess in this case I should say arm and leg, your customers. Overall, given the disgusting responses from Battlestate Games, I would highly suggest finding a better game and voting with your wallet. No amount of PR shaming about the pay-to-win mechanics or blatant cash-grabbing will make them change, but hitting them in their bottom line, aka their wallet, and refusing to buy this garbage certainly will. To catch up on some news from last week, the Federal Communications Commission has finally reinstated net neutrality. For those unaware, net neutrality was a series of FCC suggestions put in place by the Obama administration in 2015. Net neutrality stated that the internet that you access, regardless of where or what provider you access it under, would be exactly the same content-wise and essentially protected internet service provider customers from practices such as throttling, redlining, and charging more for access to media apps like Netflix. Essentially, net neutrality is the first legal step to making the internet a utility instead of a commodity. Sadly, net neutrality was short-lived and was one of the first regulations the Trump administration cut all the way back in 2017. Talks to reinstate net neutrality started up again at the start of Joe Biden's first year, and in 2021, Biden signed an executive order calling on the FCC to reinstate net neutrality. And finally, after 3 more years of thumb-sitting, the FCC finally did their job, reinstating net neutrality officially. While I've long been an advocate of net neutrality as a practice, this is essentially more toothless regulation from the Biden administration. If the White House is serious about progressing an agenda of ensuring the internet isn't subject to the whims of both capitalism and the party in power, they need to make net neutrality the law of the land. And clearly, that's not going to happen. If the Democrats can't codify Roe v. Wade into law, net neutrality is simply a pipe dream. All right, well, that's it for today's episode of Let's Play. Make sure you subscribe so you can come back for the next episode of Let's Play. Follow us on TikTok at Let's Play Gaming News and leave us a podcast review on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, and Amazon. Story selection and writing by Aaron Pillen. You can follow him on Blue Sky at Lloyd FFXI. You can follow me on Twitter at Nate Benderama and catch me streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/LimitBreakRadio. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.